So just a bit, the synthesis of the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe. On December 9th, 1531, in Mexico, Our Lady appeared to Juan Diego, a poor, humble Aztec Indian who had recently converted to the Catholic faith. She asked him to go to the bishop and tell him to build a church where, she said, I will show and offer all of my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to my people. Now, we should note that at that time, when the Spanish explorers came to Mexico, they were maltreating the people in such a way that it got to a point where there was a great conflict was about to break out between the native Indians and the Spanish. And the bishop then, who is also a saint, Juan Zumarraga, he was worried about the situation at that time because he knew it was a very, very delicate situation, and he knew that if a conflict began, it would be total chaos and the Catholic faith would be completely wiped out. No. So he personally was praying for some kind of divine intervention that would resolve the conflict between the Spanish masters and the Indian natives. So here we see Our Lady who appears to Juan Diego and tells him to go to the bishop, instructing him to build a church at that place, at the place of the apparition. She said, I will show and offer all of my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to my people. Juan Diego did as she asked, but the bishop, Zumarraga, he doubted, and he asked for a sign that this message really came from the Blessed Virgin. Our Lady granted his request, and on December 12th, she showed Juan Diego where the most beautiful Castilian roses were and told him to gather them. It was a miracle because it was during a full winter and the roses were not supposed to be in bloom. But yet they were roses in an infertile place where only cactus and thistles grew. So he gathered the roses and he took them to the bishop. Now he gathered them in his tilma. Our Lady herself arranged the roses in his tilma, and then he went to the bishop. When he appeared before the bishop was amazed at the roses. But then something else, something even more amazing happened right before his eyes. As Juan Diego showed him the roses in his tilma, in his poncho, as the roses fell to the ground, the image of Our Lady was miraculously imprinted on his dress, on his tilma. So we see this picture of Mary, very beautiful, and the bishop, who is amazed, falls to his knees in veneration. He immediately built the church at her request. Till today, the cloth bearing the miraculous image of Our Lady is still there, venerated in the Basilica in Mexico. After 470 years, the colors have not faded, the cloth has not deteriorated, and it is on display in the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe even till today. Now, Our Lady appeared at a very crucial moment in human history. First of all, she dressed the way in which she did in order to convey a message to the Indians, to the Aztec Indians. She was dressed in royal clothes that showed that she was very important, maybe a queen. She also wore the symbol of the cross on her neck, which was a symbol of the Spaniards, which was a symbol the Spaniards had on their ship and in the church's debut. So the Indians knew that this heavenly messenger was also someone who was venerated by their Spanish masters. She had a sash tied around her waist, which meant that she was with child, for this was the way the Aztec women dressed when they were pregnant. And on her beautiful dress were all sorts of designs and flowers. But there was one flower on her dress that was very significant. It had only four petals. To the Indians, the four-petal flower was the symbol of the true God, the God above all gods. This flower was located on her abdomen, right over the place where Jesus was growing inside her womb. The Aztecs immediately understood that this was the mother of the true God. Now, this is amazing because for 10 years before that apparition, the Spanish missionaries were finding it difficult to catechize the Indians. But just by seeing this image of the Blessed Virgin Mary, 6 million Indians were converted to the Catholic faith. That was catechism in art for them. They understood the images, the symbols that were drawn on the image of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and they understood the message which Our Lady wanted to tell them. So Our Lady appeared at a very, very crucial moment in the history of the Aztec Indians and of America. Well, the Indians and the Spaniards were on the brink of war, as I said. But then, when Our Lady appeared, everything calmed. The Aztecs embraced the Catholic faith. They also abandoned their pagan religion, which was a terrible one. The Aztecs initially worshipped God, to whom they would offer human sacrifices, often killing up to 50,000 people a year, just as sacrifice to their pagan gods. So the Aztecs, seeing the image of the Blessed Virgin Mary, were converted to the Catholic faith. They embraced Christianity, and even the Spaniards began to treat the Indians with respect and with human dignity. As a result of that apparition, in 7 years alone, 6 million Indians were converted to the Catholic faith. And this is recognized as the biggest conversion in the history of the Church. So for this reason, Our Lady is invoked as the patroness of America. Mary's appearance put an end to the ritual of human sacrifice. Let us pray today to Our Lady that she will bring an end to the human sacrifice of God's children through abortion. And let us ask her to also help convert those who are far from the faith. Our Lady of Guadalupe, let us ask her to pray for all those who are in need and for all the unborn children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.